Traffic light voices. This section is more relevant for teachers and possibly lecturers. This focuses on different types of voices you can use in a variety of different situations. This adds variety to your voice, enables you to have more stamina, assists you with vocal health, and has been proven to assist in classroom management issues. Executive Voice has identified three types of vocal usage useful in teaching. One should be used as an extreme measure, the other two could be used regularly. Red Voice. This is for that dreadful occasion when a student is doing something dangerous or needs stopping. It is a top-of-the-voice shout, "David, get down from the tree!" It should be used very infrequently, not just for dramatic impact, but also there is nowhere to go vocally if you are using red voice a lot. In addition to this, if you are stressed, there is going to be a tendency to tense up the shoulders and neck, and you could strain your voice. I'm sure there are occasions when you have shouted and your voice is husky or sore afterwards. This is vocal strain, and we need to avoid it. How do you use this voice to avoid vocal strain? Given the situation, you need to act very quickly, so it is important to practice this as part of your vocal armour. So adopt the Devo Diva standing position with weight on your feet. Point at the child to enable yourself to visualise throwing or projecting the voice. Go into your facial voice, breathe from your abdomen and shout. Stop! Pushing in your abdomen at the same time. The feeling in your abdomen is like a cough. The abdomen goes in. Ladies, there is a tendency for everyone's voice to become higher and shriller when you go into red voice. For ladies, this is more pronounced given that your voices are higher to start with. In addition to the points above, make sure you think low-pitched when you use the voice. I will illustrate. Instead of stop, I make sure my voice is low and shout stop. Amber voice. This is the voice you use at the beginning of lessons to get everyone inside the room. If a group of people are moving from one area to another, completing practical work, PE or sports activities. It is not a shout, but a well-projected voice that is audible, confident, and clear. Again, there needs to be caution to avoid vocal strain or tiredness, so the key to this is making sure your voice is placed in the facial mask and that you are supporting the breath with your abdominal muscles. When you speak, there needs to be energy in your voice by using your abdominal muscles. They should be switched on at all times. Your posture needs to be Diva Devo, with the weight on your feet and relaxed shoulders, neck and knees. Breathe from your abdomen in a relaxed but energetic way. Now we're going to stop this experiment now. Again, ladies, watch that your voice does not raise in pitch. Green voice. This is a quieter version of the amber voice. Again, you need to have an energetic voice, but it is not loud. This could be used when you have settled a group or class of students, you are speaking to a small group of students, or you are trying to develop the students' listening skills, drawing them in. Many primary school teachers use this when they have mat time with their pupils sitting on the carpet around them. Like other voice colours, you need to have a good diva-devo posture with relaxed jaw, neck, shoulders and knees and support from your abdomen. However, your abdominal muscles need to work more because the voice is projected through energy, not volume. We can all remember teachers that spoke very quietly but held their class's attention. This is achieved by the green voice and also excellent posture. 2 points to avoid. If you are sitting when using the green voice, particularly for primary school teachers, or if you are bending over students to speak to them, be particularly careful that your posture is good, that your shoulders and neck area are relaxed, and that you can breathe easily. If you don't, it is likely you will put strain on your vocal folds. The other is that just because you are speaking more quietly does not mean that you have to use less effort. In fact, you have to work harder in the abdominal area. For you to understand this, we will do the following exercise. Stand in the diva-devo position. Breathe in from your abdomen. Breathe out and hiss. Take about 10 seconds to do this. Now repeat doing it really quietly and not stopping the air. Feel that you are working really hard. We have recorded short video excerpts with examples of how to produce the different voices. These are on the Executive Voice website. Exercise. When I train teachers face-to-face, I challenge them to reduce the volume of their voices and to see what the consequences are. For example, if you use amber as your default voice, see if you can reduce the volume as you progress in the lesson and go into green. Is there a difference with classroom noise? Are you maintaining classroom control? For those teachers that have green as their normal default voice, see if you can reduce the volume more without losing the vocal clarity of your voice or the focus. In time, I hope you will be able to have your students eating out of your hand whilst you quietly speak to them. Generally try to vary the vocal colours you use throughout your lessons, training sessions or lectures. It maintains energy and enables students to keep on track.